Hey everybody, it's Michelle Fisher and welcome into A View From My Window. Today's show is focusing on the Blueprint for Change and the 2011 Arc of Indiana Conference that happened November 1st. We participated in the Arc Conference and the unveiling of the Blueprint for Change. I did, at least, and I want to share my thoughts. I participated in a workshop of career pathways, and I got to tell my story of kind of my childhood dream coming true. I was always a six-year-old little bright-eyed little girl who really liked news and liked to get into people's hearts and their minds, because we all can smile and say everything is fine, but you know that there is some pain, you know that there is some courage that takes people to where they need to be in reaching their goals. And that's exactly what was brought out in the workshop for career pathways. Some of you may not know my story. I know we've talked a little bit about it, but I was always a little girl who loved news. I would be at the TV, watch TV and watch the news and get as close to the TV as possible. I would really hone in on what the anchors were doing, how they interviewed people, really to get the essence of what goes on in people's lives, what people are feeling. And I really wanted that because I think, you know, even though I was the social butterfly and I was the happy-go-lucky little girl, I think as I started to grow up, I knew I was different. And the frustration of that was something that I was not prepared for. And so I didn't really understand how journalism really fit into that, first of all. But as I got older, the job of journalism really became therapy for me, I guess, because it allowed me to take my I knew I had problems. I mean, I had emotional problems because of dealing with the disability, you know, that I really kind of fell for the last, for the first probably 3.5 years. I didn't like the disability. I wanted it to go away. And if it went away, it was fine with me. But what I didn't realize is I had to start to deal with it. I had to start to cope with it. And that was one of the things that really helped me, was the fact that I have problems, okay, but let's not focus on that. I'm a positive thinker. Let's not focus on what's negative. So that helped me to push my problems into the background and really allow people who have maybe bigger problems, you know, they still have a smile on their face while dealing with their problems. And so I could allow them to shine through. And that's what really, really helped me to really start to love journalism the way I do now. Our house is full of news all the time. My mom can attest to that. Poor thing, she has had to deal with news my entire life, but she has been my champion and been my best friend because of staying en route to my dream. So I thank her for that. And so then after that, we had questions. After I did my whole spiel on my story, we had questions, and a lot of people asked me, "How did you get into this?" And I said, you know what? I said, I have no training. I have no degree. And I didn't care. I didn't care if I had the degree or not. People were going to, you know, I was going to get out there and show people what I could do. And then I was going to talk to them. And I remember telling a girl in the workshop, that's what I did. I talked to 50 million people, and somebody someday would find my story and my passion, their passion. So, and they would follow me and help me to realize that dream. And that was exactly what John Dickerson did. He showed me that he was committed to me reaching my dream, and he was going to take my hand and lead me to the dream no matter what it took. And so he was the key to opening my door of opportunity, and I appreciate that. I really do. He just is amazing. And so that's what I told them to do. You know, find people who really champion you and who really can see your potential, and then tell them your dreams and your aspirations. Then we shared call for action at the closing of the Blueprint for Change. And I was, again, honored to be able to speak. And I told my story, and I told the challenges, actually. You know, again, I said a lot of people can smile and say everything is fine, but you know that there are challenges in their life, and there have been definite challenges in my life despite my optimistic outlook. I've chosen not to dwell on them, but every so often they creep up and you have to deal with them. There was an aide in school that was just, she was not very nice to me. She just wanted to make my life miserable. I think it's sometimes you think it's like maybe she woke up every day thinking, how can I make people's lives miserable? But she did. She made my life absolutely miserable. And I think a lot of my confidence waned because of her. And to me, that is wrong. Because as you focus on somebody's good qualities, you see more and more good qualities in them. You know, they may be slower, they may be not able to do things physically, but their attitudes and their smiles. I mean, I always came into school with a smile on my face, because what else was I going to do, you know? And she should have learned from that, but she didn't. And she chose to dwell on the not positive parts. But I just think that's wrong. And I told people about that too. I said, this is wrong. And people with disabilities don't deserve this. And I don't deserve this. So I came to have a backbone. And I think that's what people with disabilities need. You know, they don't need people telling them that they are and they're bad or something like that. They need people to champion them and their abilities. You want to learn more about the Blueprint Report? Well, you can read the Blueprint Report on the ARC's website, www.arcind.org, and the workshops will soon be posted on the website. And by the way, this was all videotaped, so I had to be looking my best at the Blueprint for Change ARC conference because it was all on tape, and it was so amazing to be there because I actually could be a voice for people with disabilities, and I'm all about that. And then at the end of the, I think we had a people talk, and then we had an award ceremony, and John Dickerson, our favorite executive director of the ARC of Indiana, got the John Dickerson Executive Leadership Program Award, named after him. Now, John is much more comfortable with giving to people than receiving things for himself. John obviously deserves this award named after him. He's a true champion of people with disabilities. And John, I'm going to talk to you for a second. I have felt your confidence in me by hiring me as a host of A View From My Window. You've been my key to opening my door of opportunity, and I appreciate all the things you have done. You never looked at my disability. You looked at my abilities, and I have thrived in this position. I think that I had the worst job interview ever when I came in here to apply for A View From My Window, but you hired me nonetheless, and I'm so happy to have this opportunity to be a voice for people with disabilities, and I'm so happy to call you one of my friends. So everybody, that ends our highlights of the 2011 ARC of Indiana Conference. Thanks so much for joining me today. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.